Chapter 5. Predacity. Tarkin waited until the carrion spike was in hyperspace to announce an impromptu inspection of the officers and enlisted ratings who were accompanying him to Coruscant. In the starship's austere main cabin, furnished only with a round conference table and chairs for half a dozen, 18 of his crew were standing smartly in two rows, arms at their sides, shoulders squared, chins held high. Each wore a uniform similar to his, though the tunics were slightly longer and the trousers slimmer and more threadbare than those the fabricator had produced for him. The officers wore brimmed caps, studded with identity discs, and displayed code cylinders in their appropriate pockets. Hands clasped behind his back and looking stylish in his new garments, Tarkin had reached the last crew member in the second row, a midshipman, when he stopped to peer down at the instep of the junior officer's left boot, where a smudge of what looked like grease or some other viscous substance had left a large circular stain. "Ensign, what is that?" he asked, pointing. The young man lowered bloodshot eyes to follow Tarkin's forefinger to the spot.
"That, sir? Must have spilled some hair product I was applying in preparation for the inspection."
His gaze was unsteady when he looked up at Tarkin.
"Permission to wipe it off, sir?"
"Denied," Tarkin said.
"To begin with, it's obviously a stain, Ensign, not some blemish you can simply rub out."
He paused to scan the midshipman from head to toe.
"Remove your cap."
The youth's brown hair was regulation length, but it did indeed have the stiff look that hair gel might have imparted.
"Attempting to train it, are you?"
The midshipman stood stiffly, eyes front.
"Exactly, sir. It can be unruly."
"No doubt. But that blot on your boot is not hair product."
"Sir?"
"One can tell simply by the way it congealed that it is lubricant. Lubricant of a type used almost exclusively in the repulsor generator of our T-44 land speeders." Tarkin's eyes narrowed as he focused on the stain.
"I see, too, that the lubricant is impregnated with grit, which I suspect came from outside Sentinel's auxiliary dome, almost certainly from where the landing platform is undergoing renovation."
The youth swallowed.
"I don't know what to say, sir. I could have sworn."
"One of our land speeders was recently sent to the repair bay of the vehicle pool after having become fouled by construction dust," Tarkin said, as if to himself. "There are areas in the bay that are not entirely accessible to our security holocams. However, I often tour the vehicle pool to review repairs, and recently have chanced upon envelopes of a sort that have become fashionable for the storage of a particular class of stimulant spice."
His gaze bored into the youth's face.
"You're sweating, Ensign. Are you certain you're fit for duty?"
"A touch of hyperspace nausea, sir."
"Perhaps. But nausea doesn't account for the fact that the thumb and index finger of your right hand bear yellow ochre stains, which are often the result of pinching plugs of spice that hasn't been sufficiently processed. I observe, too, that your left eye tooth reveals what appears to be a nascent cavity, such as might be caused by dipping spice. Finally, your record indicates that you have recently been late in reporting for duty, as well as inattentive when you deign to report."
Tarkin paused for a moment.
"Have I forgotten anything?"
Embarrassment mottled the midshipman's face.
"Nothing to say for yourself, Ensign?"
"Nothing at this time, sir."
"I thought not."
Tarkin swung to a female officer standing at the opposite end of the row.
"Chief, Ensign Baz is relieved of duty. See to it that he is escorted to the crew berth and confined to quarters for the remainder of the voyage. I will decide his fate once we reach Coruscant."
The petty officer saluted.
"Yes, sir."
"Also,
alert Commander Cassell that the vehicle pool has become a rendezvous area for spice users. Tell him to perform a flash inspection of all barracks and personal lockers. I expect him to confiscate all inebriants and other illicit substances.
Sir,
she said. Dismissed, the rest of the crew scattered with haste, and Tarkin blew out his breath in irritation. The conversation with Mos Amida had left him on edge, and he was taking his frustration out on his crew. He understood and fully supported the idea of a chain of command, but he took it personally when power plays interfered with his duties. He trusted Cassell to attend to Sentinel's responsibilities in his absence, but he wasn't comfortable with being summoned away at such a critical time, much less without full explanation. If the purpose of the visit was to discuss the recent attack, then perhaps he should have delayed filing the report. If not about the attack, what matter could be so vital that it couldn't wait until after the looming shipments were safely escorted to Geonosis? What was done, however, and he was determined to present the best possible face to the Emperor. Leaving the main compartment, he walked forward through two hatches to the ship's command cabin, which he had designed to be more spacious than